Hey everyone, I'm Brayden.
I'm Sharik.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Devin.
And welcome back to Florida Man, a This Day in History podcast focusing on actions performed by men in Florida. This is our special weekly episode where we review the stories covered over the past week and debate which deserves the title of Florida Man of the Week.
All right, y'all. So my candidate for Florida Man of the Week was the Krispy Kreme robbery. This was the gentleman that walked into a Krispy Kreme, asked for 10s and 20s, and also some donuts.
That's right. Okay.
Unless I'm mistaken, we still didn't clarify whether it was actually illegal, right?
Right. They said the man fled on foot, and it seems like his real transgression was just being aggressive, but it did cost him a $10,000 bail.
Goodness.
So don't mess with donuts. I mean,
yeah, that right, punishment right. Was not the crime.
Excessive.
I guess Florida takes their donuts pretty seriously if they're going to give out a sentence like that. That's pretty crazy.
That is. Mine might have been slightly more deserving because, of course, my Florida man was the one that was claiming to be God, and he was arrested after touching people, fighting with police, and being tased. This all happened inside an Aldi supermarket. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
remember, he decided to be arrested. He chose to be arrested right. In order to...
The slippery boy.
Yes, he was greasy.
Oh, man. He ended up in jail, right?
Yes, he did. Their tasers had no effect on him.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, remember, he was definitely going to end up in jail because the judge who handled his case was there at the Aldi.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was like, but didn't step in. So those poor cops. All right. My candidate for Florida Man of the Week set his house on fire in a baking accident. It took place while he was kind of snacky. Guy smoked weed. Drank 2 liters of vodka, and then set his house on fire by attempting to bake some cookies on a Foreman grill. When firefighters showed up on the site, the man opened the door, butt naked, smoke filling the house, and basically said, you know what, I'm sorry for this, and then just walked out. He did end up... Well, he waited in the house until the firefighters showed up, even though it was on fire. He ended up with burn marks on his hands, and I do believe he was sentenced for the intoxication.
I mean,
and
he was on his own property.
Drug
yeah,
misuse.
I thought he did get in trouble.
Is weed legal in Florida?
Oh well,
huh?
Maybe he
still
didn't.
Great.
I don't.
Still
I don't actually,
I just still this absolute savage that drank 2 liters of vodka. I just love this guy so much.
All right, and then wrapping it up, my candidate for Florida Man of the Week is accompanied by a goat. This was a half-naked man that was walking on the streets in the rain with his goat, and he was kind of dancing around with a hat on, a straw hat, and playing the harmonica.
Yes.
With the bright yellow underwear.
With the bright yellow underwear. That's right. The neon underwear. And for those of you
who don't
remember, the cops weren't called. The cops just showed up and essentially asked him some questions, decided that he was in his right mind. He was sound of mind and just let him keep walking his goat. And he was having a jolly time. So
here's my question. The cops weren't called. They just showed up. Like, they were just drawn to this Florida man.
Well, so nobody called the cops on the guy, but he was walking like on a pretty busy road, like when people were driving home from work. Right. So I think it's just cops just happened to be driving down that road, decided to pull over and question the half naked dude.
That's what I was saying. Like, they just heard about this.
Look, I mean, who wouldn't want to show up for that show, though,
of,
right?
From the Rivers Lord of the Rings.
Once in a lifetime.
That's just like,
such a chill dude. Okay, guys, let's get to our dater scale. So we got that tail up first.
Okay.
I have to say, Sharik, I'm sorry. I don't think the Krispy Kreme crime, which sounds so good to say, and now I want to put it higher, the Krispy Kreme crime, I don't think it deserves to be that any higher than that. I mean, like, it was good, but
the man got a $10,000 bail for asking for donuts.
Yeah, I mean, here's where it comes into play. Honestly, I think Krispy Kreme crime and then also the naked baking accident are kind of like right there next to each other. So okay. I feel like, yeah, okay.
In my somebody opinion, doesn't like their opinion, sweets.
No, I mean, I love sweets. I'm just saying, like,
really, really.
I don't know.
I have to agree with. If we're thinking about,
if we're thinking about the oddness of the scenario. I mean, yeah, setting your own home on fire, and yeah, going into a Krispy Kreme shop and trying to get some donuts and some extra change. Yeah,
nowadays.
But compared
going into a Krispy Kreme shop is very odd. Let's just be clear.
Aldi dog, and then also, you know, the guy walking his goat. I feel like it doesn't add.
I mean, look, I get it, right? Me and Devin brought snacks to the table. You guys bought God complexes. I get it.
Right. So here's the reason, and I think I've mentioned this before in a previous episode. Florida man stuff gets less Florida man to me the more under the influence they are. So this dude had freaking 2 liters of vodka, which, like, congrats, and was also stoned out of his mind, and that's when he did all these things. So I feel like it was less of, like,
how is that less Florida? If not, that should be more Florida. 2 liters of vodka.
No, I mean, like, if it was like man arrested for drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking weed in a bar, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty Florida. But this dude is, like, in his home and he starts his house on fire.
Hey, show me somebody that can do that. I'm with Devin on this one.
He's butt naked in his house.
I mean, exactly.
I don't know that it goes above Shrek, because he belongs to the top spot always.
So little time.
But I feel like so much vodka. This man accomplished so much.
I'd be happy to put
yeah, so very little time.
Kind of those front legs, maybe.
So much vodka.
Because again, that's pretty good. I mean, the tasers don't work on Shrek. Everyone knows this. But the reason I think it's really good, but Brayden, your goat dancing Florida man. It was just it has to be the jaws, right? Am I wrong, guys?
I agree.
It was probably the most wholesome story we've seen, and maybe the most wholesome we'll ever see.
I don't know. I mean, I could see it.
I just feel like I could picture it happening in other states, though.
No, Texans would never wear bright yellow underwear and a straw hat. Never. Now, if this boy had chaps on and a Stetson, that's in Texas.
I agree that that our goat walker definitely should get first place for this week.
I mean, he embodies it.
Still a better ending.
Ooh. Our goat walker.
I mean, yeah.
Is this like a new John Game Snow of Thrones thing? Like the goat walkers? Naked,
just in bright yellow underwear, straw hat with a goat. Like, I think everyone would be happy with that. I know I would be. So I think that's going to kind of list it out for us. So at the tail, we have the Krispy Kreme crime, which still loving that alliteration.
I feel like I was forced into this, but fine.
The those hind legs, we have Vodka Cookie Man.
Yep.
Hold on. Can we call him Cookie Monster?
The Cookie Monster?
The Cookie Monster. He was a monster for not doing that.
Cookie Man, yes. He never made the cookies, legs, though. He couldn't even finish them.
The Greasy Shrek Man.
The Greasy Aldi Guy. Right,
he's the Cookie Monster.
Greasy Aldi God, yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, at the Jaws, we have Dancing Goat Man.
Dancing Goat Man with his harmonica. Fantastic.
Another great week of Florida.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Good stuff.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Florida Man. If you liked this episode, please let us know and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts can be found. For more Florida Man, head to our landing page at anchor.fm/Florida-man, where you can find a list of all the episodes and connect with us on social media. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.